Welcome back to Health Empowerment. You know, this is our 13th episode, and we thank you for listening, and we thank Omira Health Center for sponsoring this program at 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. You can find them on the web at www.omira.ca. Omira is spelt OMIRA.ca. We have some specials for you, as we always do, with our promotional giveaway at the end of the show. We're also going to find out about hyperbaric oxygen therapy and how it can help you. So whether you're listening right now in a ferry lineup or a border lineup or maybe from a tent somewhere in a campground, we're just happy to have you along, and thanks for listening to Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. We've had a lot of people listening to this program and calling in for the free offers, including organ scans, and there's just been a buzz about this whole process and about what happens at the clinic. So we've invited in the Clinical Operations Director, Dr. Stephen Tyers, to our show. We've had you on the phone the last few times. It's great to have you here in person.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. Good morning.
And you've had lots of people coming in. First of all, I want to know what kind of person, like who's hearing the show and who's coming in to have these organ scans done?
You know what? It's pretty much people that either have a problem that they haven't been able to solve, or the people that are trying to be really proactive and be in control of their healthcare.
Which is the theme of our program. And what are you finding when you scan these folks with your fancy equipment?
Well, I can really find out where their bodies are getting stressed out, where it's breaking down, and where they need to focus their attention. You know, we all want to stay healthy, but the difference between having health and disease isn't just black and white. There's a lot of gray area in between. And that's what the scan does. People want to know, where they're aging faster than they should? What's breaking down? What's having a hard time maintaining health and balance in the body? And when I can figure that out, it's a lot easier to make recommendations that are going to be appropriate.
For people like Croft, who's here along with Dr. Stephen Tyers, and how does this whole process work? I mean, what does the machine look like, and what do you have to go through when you have a scan?
You know, a lot of people come in and they're expecting a great big MRI machine or something really, really super technical and massive. It's really simple. It's a set of headphones, some electrical probes that you hang on to. It's pure quantum physics. It's the same as some guy going out with a Geiger counter looking for radiation. This is physics that's designed to read the energies in the body. It's the bioenergetic layer of the body. And guess what? That tells you exactly what's going on with each cellular structure in the body.
What do you get back as a readout, or what do you see when you finish doing a scan?
Well, I can take a really good look at where the body's having difficulties. You know, someone could come in and have diabetes, have back pain, have migraines, have chronic pain like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, their hormones are off. But you know what? That's just one symptom. The whole body's involved, mind, body, spirit. You have to take a look at exactly where the weaknesses are. And then when I get that information, I pass it over to Croft. And Croft can have an easier time sitting down and answering the questions and saying, look, these are the things that you're weak in. These are the things you're strong in. These are the symptoms you've got. Guess what? These are the things you need to do nutritionally. Give the power back to the people and show them how to keep control of their health.
You're listening to Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, brought to you by Omira Health Center, and the Clinical Operations Director is with us, Dr. Stephen Tyers. The telephone number for Omira, if you want to make a booking and have this scan done to you, 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325, and they're on the web at www.omira.ca. And I believe, let me just have a quick peek ahead to make sure that we are doing an organ scan as part of the giveaway later on. So hang on till the end of the show and hang on to that number, 983-HEAL. How long does the process usually take?
From the time they walk into the office to the time they're going, usually about 45 minutes, sometimes half an hour. The scan itself doesn't take a long time. It's the interpretation that takes a little bit of time. But everybody's having a lot of fun. They come in, they don't know what to expect. It's comfortable, it's quick, there's no radiation. They get visuals as they go through the scan, and it's easy for them to interpret.
And it, I'm sure, offers a lot of hope for people who've probably tried other methods or have taken drugs or whatever to hopefully alleviate the problem, when what you're, I guess, trying to do is get to the source of the problem and fix it naturally.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing. The doctor in Latin means teacher. But the doctors that are in practice right now, it doesn't matter if they're medical, chiropractic, naturopathic, there's very little time put aside for actually teaching people about their bodies and health. So that's what we're trying to do. Show people what their needs are, show them where they should go, what they should do, and guess what? People are going to do it.
Is the idea behind the organ scan similar to the cardio DMO6 as well?
In a way, yeah. You really want to get as much information as you can about the body, figure out where your personal needs are, and then have someone who's an expert in those areas plan it out, hold you by the hand and say, look, this is what you need, this is where you go to get it, this is how many times you should be doing it, come back, and then we can evaluate and assess your progress.
Now, you're not going to bring this up, but I will, because I know that one of your colleagues at the clinic had a phone call after somebody had come in for an organ scan, and they were absolutely raving about, A, the professionalism, B, the experience, C, what the person found out, which was critical to him. And so he was absolutely thrilled, which is a great testimonial. Maybe we'll even try to get him on the show at some point. But I guess you're hearing a lot of that, and you're probably going to keep hearing that as more people come through the clinic.
It happens all the time. And, you know, I can't take personal responsibility for it. It's just that the way that we present information, we keep it simple. Everybody wants to know what's going on, but you can't explain everything to them as science or think that they have the knowledge of a doctor. You've got to bring it down to layman's terms. If someone needs to have an apple, you tell them to have an apple. If they need CoQ10, you tell them to CoQ10. You can't go into a massive dissertation on, you know, this is breaking down in the heart, this is your physiology. It's good for the doctor to know that. But the information given to the patient has to be relevant, reproducible, practical, and effective.
While I have you here, we've been talking a lot about Bill C-51. What do you think of it as a doctor?
Personally, it scares me a lot. It's amazing that we can allow government and agencies that are there, supposed to be working on our behalf, to really weaken the fabric of the community where the people can no longer go out and access natural foods and supplements that they should be taking in order to maintain their health. Because let's face it, the doctors that we have in practice right now, they're overworked, underfunded. They can barely keep up with what they have to do right now.
And of course, you have the fact that the College of Physicians and Surgeons, the Medical Licensing Board, in other words, they're more interested in monitoring the doctor's prescription of drugs, and they really downplay and make a fuss about the doctors using vitamins in their practice. They say stick to the drugs. I saw a letter from a gentleman, a doctor, who was on the board of the College Council of the BC College of Physicians and Surgeons. This goes back to 1992, and this is when melatonin was on the market, and you could get it in natural health product stores, and a great sleep aid, and from food sources, but it was working very nicely. And this man, over his signature and on the letterhead of the College of Physicians and Surgeons of British Columbia, telling medical doctors that they were not to recommend melatonin to their patients. So who gains by that if they have to go back to the addicting sleeping aids, the things like they have nowadays, which I won't mention any brand names, but they can be very problematic. And why not something that's not addicting and doesn't give you any hangovers and gets you a good night's sleep?
You know, the business of healthcare is really, really interfering with people's ability to access doctors that have knowledge, that are willing to make recommendations that are practical, like an old-style country doctor. And Croft, you're right on the money. What are these doctors in practice, medical doctors, that are holistically minded, and they're there because they're healers. They want to give back to the community. We're going to be tying their hands and putting them in a position where it's impossible for them to stay on top of the knowledge, be an expert in everything. The only people that are going to suffer are Canadians.
Well, you have a doctor losing his license simply because he refuses to rely on things like Prozac or Ritalin in his medical practice and would rather deal with nutrition and other factors that he knows can work for these people. No benefit of patient complaint, no garage full of bodies, but they took his license away from him anyway.
At the end of the day, if a patient needs Prozac, they should be able to get it. And if they can achieve the same results naturally, they should have the option. It's our human rights to be able to make our own choices and decisions. It's not right for people to have a list of things that they can or cannot take because somebody signing a piece of paper has an opinion and they're coming from an uneducated background.
And the thing is, we're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Pharmaceuticals have their place and
Absolutely.
Their uses, but they are not the end-all and be-all. We have to work with the fact that humankind learned through its history to, you know, the natural things are the things that work best. And we're not talking about arsenic. We know that's natural. We know that lead's natural. No, we're talking about foods that are loaded with nutrient packages that are very promoting of life and healing.
He's Croft Woodruff, and you've been listening to Dr. Stephen Tyers from Omira Health Center as we've been talking about organ scans and, of course, Bill C-51. And we've spent a lot of time on this program talking about how you can fight Bill C-51, and there are so many ways you can do so, whether it's sending a letter to the MP or making a phone call. But really the best thing you can do is either call Omira or go to the website, www.omira.ca, and find out all the different ways on how you can make a difference and stop Bill C-51 from getting passed. And Omira's telephone number is 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. Andrew's always there to help. He loves coming in on Sundays, by the way, especially in a long weekend. And he still is there running around answering the phones and helping you. Well, that's part of the whole modus operandi, I suppose, of Omira Health. 604-983-HEAL. Dr. Tyers, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
And when we continue, we'll talk to Frank Tremblay from the Department of Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy. What is it? How does it work? And how can it help you? Actually, Frank showed me some pretty dramatic before and after pictures from people who had some real serious health issues going on. We'll talk hyperbaric oxygen therapy next. When we continue on Health Empowerment, you're listening to 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.